Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. Earlier this month, Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, reassured Israelis during a Sabbath greeting video on Facebook.
I want to tell you, the citizens of Israel, I disregard the background noise and continue working for you.
What's in the background for Netanyahu is being a potential criminal suspect in two cases. One involves outlawed gifts from wealthy donors, and another paying to buy positive media coverage. Law enforcement officials have flipped Netanyahu's former chief of staff, and he's now testifying against his old boss. Benjamin Netanyahu has four terms as prime minister of Israel. He wants to run for a fifth in 2019. Isabel Kirshner is Jerusalem correspondent for the New York Times, and she's been following the years of investigations surrounding the prime minister.
There are two main cases that he is actually a suspect in and has been named a suspect in. One of them, the illicit gifts affair. I think what the investigators are trying to figure out now is whether, in return for these gifts from wealthy friends, Benjamin Netanyahu actually was paying them back in some way with some kind of favors. And the other case is to do with the newspaper coverage here. There's one newspaper which is considered very broadly to have been established in order to support the prime minister, which is owned by Sheldon Adelson. It's called Israel Today. The rival, Yediot Ahronot, which is a popular Hebrew daily here, which has been very critical of the prime minister. He was taped, actually, in meetings discussing with the publisher of Yediot Ahronot, the rival paper, ways in which he might perhaps be able to help curtail the circulation of the Netanyahu paper in return for more favorable coverage in the rival paper. Now, the person who was found to have these recordings was none other than this former chief of staff, Ari Harrow.
So, Isabel Kirshner, you mentioned that the prime minister is very publicly a suspect in these two cases. Is he close to being actually charged? And if he were ever found guilty, what kind of legal trouble is he really in?
I think the general consensus is that he's probably months away from being charged, if he is indeed charged in the end, because, you know, as you can imagine, law enforcement authorities here are being extremely careful. This would be the first time that a sitting prime minister would be charged if that were to happen. In the case of Ehud Olmert, the previous prime minister, who actually sat in jail for 16 months and was recently released on corruption convictions too. In his case, he actually resigned before he was formally charged. So this would be a precedent-setting thing if the sitting prime minister were indeed charged. And as a result, the authorities are being very careful. So we're not looking at anything very imminent. But if it does come to that, he will be in serious legal trouble.
So beyond the political statements that Netanyahu has made, you know, calling all of this background noise, what has Netanyahu or what have his lawyers said legally in his defense here?
Well, the prime minister is strongly denying any wrongdoing whatsoever. And he and his close aides and loyalists have been repeating a phrase for many months now, which is there will be nothing because there was nothing and there is nothing. There is a lot of dismissiveness from the prime minister's quarters about the nature of these investigations. The prime minister has said there's nothing wrong with receiving gifts from friends, and has in the past quite vehemently denied that there's anything wrong with having discussions with a newspaper magnate, and claimed that he didn't intend to actually do anything about it. He was just kind of playing around with this tycoon. So, you know, he's not at this point admitting to anything of any illegal nature.
Criminal accusations, but not yet charges for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Isabel Kirshner with the New York Times in Jerusalem. Isabel, thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.